Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Tom Rivers. Former President Donald Trump will appear in a Washington, D.C. court this afternoon to hear charges against him related to the January 6th attack on the Capitol. ABC Stephen Portnoy has more.
Donald Trump is expected to fly here to Washington at mid-afternoon. The former president will enter a plea, and conditions for his release will be set. This city is used to tight security protocols, and the federal courthouse here has seen plenty of high-profile defendants. The Secret Service says it's working with five other law enforcement agencies which guard the courthouse and its surroundings.
Sentencing today for Robert Bowers, the man who killed 11 people in the attack on the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. A jury yesterday recommending the death penalty. Pope Francis in Portugal for World Youth Day has been meeting with survivors of clergy sexual abuse. Earlier this year, a panel of experts reported at least 4,800 boys and girls may have been abused by church personnel in Portugal since 1950. This is ABC News. A federal appeals court saying transgender students in Indiana have to be allowed to use school bathrooms and locker rooms consistent with their gender identity. ABC's Chuck Severson says three students sued after being blocked from using the boys' room.
The ruling upholds a lower court decision. The ACLU and Indiana Legal Services sued on behalf of a transgender student. The ACLU says students who are denied access to the appropriate facilities will often avoid using the restroom altogether while in school. The Martinsville school superintendent says they are reviewing the decision and evaluating available options. The court opinion said the U.S. Supreme Court will likely step in to hear the case or similar cases.
And Adidas pulling in hundreds of millions of dollars after its breakup with rapper Ye. Sportswear giant left with tons of Yeezy sneakers after cutting ties with him over anti-Semitic comments. The first batch selling for $437 million. Some of the proceeds going to anti-hate groups. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Coming to the greater Green Bay area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much, Terry Barr. Good morning, everybody, from downtown Green Bay, Titletown, USA. Mino and the Mayor.
I like that music.
I like it a lot.
It is. That's good stuff.
I like it a lot.
Jason did a good job. Although
Todd.
We have Todd in today.
Todd's in the house.
Our producer that was with us at EAA, he works for Civic Media.
He has worked for every radio station in the state of Wisconsin. Todd, you're one of those radio guys, old school radio guys.
Everybody,
where it's like you've worked everywhere, you know everybody, you've done everything, aren't you? How many stations have you worked at, Todd?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Okay, let me ask you this, because people don't realize
how many marriages have you had?
Yeah, that's true too. It's like the old song. Remember the old Harry Chapin song, WOLD?
Oh,
yes. Yeah. That's a very true to life story.
I don't know anybody in the industry. This is new to me, but if I drop your name, everybody knows
you. Or you can mention anybody in the industry and Todd knows it. Oh, yeah, I work with it.
It's more that way. I'm not necessarily all that rememberable.
But the funny thing is, what people don't realize a lot of times, if you're driving around someplace that you don't know of and you hear, you know, a DJ on the radio, there's a really good chance that guy is like 2,000 miles away. He's not at that station.
No, right.
Todd, how many different stations do you track?
Right now, only three, but at one point it was six a day.
Six different stations. And what cities were they?
In Georgia, in Atlanta, in That's Detroit, incredible. The UK.
Is that amazing?
That's cool.
Basically from your house, right? You had your own studio?
Right in my basement.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? But unfortunately, that's why this isn't a great business to get into if you're like this young guy who wants to go to radio school in, where's it, Brown Institute or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many fewer jobs now because of the automation. I mean, that's tough these days. What'd you make your first job?
$800 a month.
Okay,
my first.
John, what year was that? We're almost there.
Wait a minute. What year was that?
That was 90.
Oh, my God. That's not good. Because my first job in TV was 1979, November of 1979. I made $9,600 a year.
1980, you made. Yeah, that's light. But, I mean, that sounds really. When the average is probably 14, right? 15?
Probably.
You know?
I was put this way. I was married with a child, and I was eligible for food stamps, working about 60 hours a week, doing the 6 and 10 o'clock news in Twin Falls, Idaho.
You know what?
Eligible for food stamps.
So.
And I'd use the station car as often as possible for gas, so I didn't have to pay gas.
However, people talk to me about that are either in that are in that realm or close to it. And I tell them, look, hang in there because you're going to appreciate money much more because
you come
from there. And I feel that way. It's just, I think that's okay. I mean, as long as you're advancing, and you obviously have, you spend money like a drunk sailor, which so you must have it.
Who does?
You. I just.
What's that supposed to mean? Where did that come from? You have no idea what I spend. Where did that come from?
We don't spend it around me.
I told you I know one thing I don't think I'm going to spend money on.
Carbs?
Car.
Oh, car. Yeah, you're not a car guy.
Car. No, but I mean, as far as that $4,200 estimate.
Yeah.
Well, $4,200.
Self-inflicted.
It was not self-inflicted.
Most of us,
Jim.
It would have been $1,000 because we would have hit the brake when it started scraping. But you kept driving another 3 feet.
Well, I figured it would stop sooner or later.
Well, go through two doors and a bumper. Yeah, that's going to cost you. Anyway, yeah, Todd, we're glad you're here. You were great with the EAA and, you know, Civic Media. I don't know how many employees we have, but yeah. The ones I've met, you're one of the best, and I just really appreciate you driving down here.
Like one of the best. Like, you're in the top 20, Todd. We've only met six, but you're in the top 20, buddy.
No, you are. You're very dedicated. You follow up. I just think you're a good guy.
He's a pro. He's a radio
pro.
He's a pro.
That's what I, yeah, and we talked about. He's been around the industry a long time. And what you would not, Todd, would you encourage a young 20, 22-year-old NWTC student likes media to get into this industry?
Well, I think this industry, along with video and
multimedia.
Yeah, I mean, don't go and thinking you're just going to be on the air doing something. There's so many other things to do.
And in fact, when you see, we used to have a thing. I don't know. Do you remember Broadcast Magazine? Yes. We'd always, as soon as that would come in, everyone would go to the very back for the one hand for the classifieds. You know, job opening in Bismarck, North Dakota, or whatever. But nowadays, when you see anything like that, it is multimedia specialist is what they're looking for. You better be able to do it the whole range.
So do people who go into this industry on the technical side, is their goal to be on the camera side? You know, do they want to be, I mean, I don't know. You know what I'm saying, John?
I do. It used to be that way. I don't really think it is that much
anymore.
They
stay in their lane. This is what they want to do.
Yeah.
I think also on the talent side, maybe you're not treated the same way as maybe you were 20 years ago in the industry. If you were an anchor on the news, I mean, you were treated pretty well. Nowadays, I think it's...
You're right.
Yeah. But we're experiencing exactly that right now.
Yes. Unless you're Tom Zaleski, you're still treated pretty well. The Z-Man.
Because when they sat us down with our contract, and they were very clear it was day-to-day.
Hour to hour. Yeah. Hey, we didn't like that first hour on Tuesday. You're out.
You guys are done.
Oh, yeah, new show coming in. That could happen.
I can understand a little bit. And again, you know, it's only been a couple months, but this is a fun industry.
Oh, it's the best.
You know, it is.
There's
fun.
No question.
I mean, even your friends that I've met that are in the industry, and Todd and Jason, and you guys like the industry.
Yeah. And you know what I realized? I mean, I did some other things. Obviously, I did the, you know, executive director of the Veterans Place and different things. And this is my niche. This is what I do. You know, sometimes you just have to realize who are you or what do you, this is it.
Where do I belong?
Where do I belong? Right. BSing for a living.
And you're good at it. You know, I mean, you're good at it. Todd's good at it. And hopefully, you know,
although we talked about this a little bit yesterday about what you could do if you could start all over again in life. Like, I so wish, I mean, I'm getting up there in age. Okay. I'm almost 45 in maturity.
I think. Okay. Yeah. All right. That makes sense.
But I would love if like you could reincarnate. I told you yesterday, I'd like to be a truck driver.
Yeah. I didn't get that, but
I would like to be. Well, okay. Part of the reason, though, I think it'd be so awesome to go to like truck stops. I love truck stop food.
Yeah,
all around the country.
You don't have to be a truck driver to do that. But
I know.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
But you're right. You would fit in. You'd be
just
part of the
aura of a truck driver. Yep. And I would love to sleep in a sleeper cab. I think that
isn't there a TV show that did that?
Well, moving on.
Okay.
And BJ and the Bear.
That's what I'm thinking about. BJ and the Bear. Yeah. That would be more.
We're the monkey. Okay. Right. But anyway, I'd love to sleep in a sleeper cab of a truck. I think that'd be the coolest thing. Pull into a truck stop.
There's no bathroom. There's no TV. I don't think there's a TV.
You can go outside. You can do whatever. But anyway, there was a truck stop in Bellevue by where I lived when I was in Ledgerwood. Come by the sheriff's department.
Right off of 172.
Yes,
and,
exactly. GV.
GV.
Yeah. I used to go to that truck stop restaurant.
That is a good truck stop.
It's phenomenal.
That is a good
one. My gosh, the food in that truck stop is so good. It's fun. That was my favorite place to go.
Yep.
For the big breakfast and everything. And they had all these truckers. Then they just go right back and take a nap in their sleeper cab. I would love that.
Yeah.
So I'm either going to be a trucker, if I live to 100. I'm either be a trucker or a welder. Yeah, I'd like to be a welder.
And what's the attraction? Welding. Is it the creativity or is it the spark?
Just the idea of you're building, you're taking piece of steel and you're building something out of piece of steel together.
Okay.
I love that. I would love to go work for Aaron's or someplace like that.
That would be cool. Build snowblowers, lawnmowers.
And then or a car restorer. You ever watch those shows where they take these old junk cars and restore them?
Like Jay Leno, that kind of?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. But you know where I'd like to go, Jim?
I'd like to be Jay Leno. But
you ever take, when you go back to Manitowoc, or Two Rivers, rather, do you ever take the back road where you turn in, like, Denmark? I don't know if there's a cheese factory. And you take a right and you go through, like, Menchelville, that area? I love that. You don't go that way? No. There's this junkyard that's acre after acre after acre of old cars.
Great.
I would love to go in there and grab
into the soil. Yeah. Rust.
Yeah. I'd love to go in there and get one of those cars and restore it. That would be my other dream.
You know, that would be cool. But then you're taking, see, this is what you're doing with that, Johnny. You're taking your little welding, your creativity, you're restoring the car, and then you can just drive from truck.
Right.
Truck
but then also, I still want to be a carpenter. Still want to be a carpenter.
You do like that.
Yes.
You,
so those are my things that I want to do in life.
Okay, well, you're young enough to do that. There is. Okay. There's a lot of time.
Oh, and the one thing I still get.
I'm just trying to find something we can do them all in one.
I know.
But maybe you could go to truck stops and then go to farmers markets and sell your carpentry product.
Right. But
I'm trying to get a job.
Barnwood. I don't use real good wood. Everything has to be barnwood, reclaimed wood.
Well, that's good, but that's what people want, right?
Just got a text from my longtime listeners, Breaker 19, Teddy Bear. That's a Red Solvine song. Do you remember that one? Hey there, truckers. This is Teddy Bear.
Is that where the
little boy who's
the convoy?
No. Red Solvine. Don't you remember Red Solvine?
No, I don't.
Red Solvine is the greatest trucker song guy in the world in history.
That does.
How do you know? Phantom 109?
No.
Don't you remember Phantom 109? No. Big Red said, gave you a ride. Phantom 109. You know, I love trucker songs.
I guess.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I didn't know. I learned a little bit about you because I don't know you all that well. But, okay, that's great. Well,
how about Giddy Up Go?
No, John, that's not.
Red Solvine, Giddy Up Go, Phantom 109, Teddy Bear. You don't know any of those songs?
No, I don't. But
all right, on radio show, we used to do a thing called Trucker Thursday. And every Thursday for our bumper music, we would play a trucker song. Mm. I'd like to rekindle that. Today's a Thursday.
Well, we're at a...
Todd,
we're at
this can you help us out?
Todd, we're at a 50-50 thing, and if there's a tie vote, we go to the producer. So, yes. Todd, you make the decision if we're going to digress.
And if you go against me, you don't get one of those lunches that's in the refrigerator here.
This is how much I'm on your side, John.
Thank you, Todd.
When there came
a
little boy's voice on the radio line.
Hey there,
huckers. And he said, Breaker 19, is anyone there?
Okay.
Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
that's
thank you, Todd.
Sounds like a bedtime story.
Okay. Well, it's a good song. It'll bring tears to your eyes.
Okay.
It'll bring tears to your eyes,
I don't need
Jim.
It at 6:08
and
in the
you're
morning.
Kind of a caustic guy. You're not real, sensitive.
No, I don't know.
You're a lot feistier than I thought you were as a mayor.
Oh, I don't know, John. I think I've mellowed quite a bit. Quite
really?
Honestly, I do. I do. But so, all right, we your ultimate job, I got to think about what we could find for
you. Oh, but
my
last one, though, that I still keep getting these notices for in Manitowoc, needed
past due.
Besides that, the crime scene assistant.
That's true.
I want to be a crime scene assistant.
That
or another thing. One other thing I saw on national news, NBC News with Lester Holt. Who's your favorite anchor? Mine is Lester Holt.
He's good. He's a good bass player.
Is he?
Oh, he's a good musician. Oh,
but anyway, there's a national crisis almost for 911 operators. Do you think I'd be a good 911?
Absolutely not. No,
911. What's your emergency?
No, that's as far as you could get. No,
why?
You'd have a meltdown. You
what
can't
do you mean?
Handle all that stress.
I could too. No.
Okay, all right, John. We gotta come. Let me think about that. We'll find a career for you when this is over. But let's stick with this right now.
Okay. Oh, listen to this.
Loading up and trucking.
Love it. Trucker Thursday. Mino and the Mayor here in WGBW. Back after this.
Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana.
I'm coming!
Hi, Mark Tauscher. Ah!
Tausch, you have mosquitoes in here.
It's like an insect zoo right now at my house. Here comes that wasp again. Incoming.
Shoo, you need Pella's 250 series of windows with exclusive hidden screens, protecting you from nature.
Yes, please. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin to the rescue.
Get a 250 series patio door and 8 double-hung windows with hidden screens as low as $188 per month. PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 8/31/23.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Civic Media Network News.
At 12:15, Town Call.
1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered storms today. Otherwise, a blend of clouds and sun. Daytime highs approaching 91. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again. Tonight, lows level off around 65. Partly cloudy skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, highs level off around 82. Upper 70s. Saturday, turning cooler. Sunday, with highs in the upper 70s and thunderstorms possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 67.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big
10-4
there.
Love it. That I remember.
Dark of the moon on the 6th of June at Kenwood Holland Logs. Cab over Pete with the reefer on and Jimmy Holland Hogs.
Okay.
We was hunting for bear and I wanted to know about a mile out of Shaky Town. Said, Big Ben, this here's a rubber duck. Gonna put the hammer down.
That, it's amazing how popular that song got.
It was a movie.
It was a movie.
It turned into a movie. And just from a song.
Didn't every kid have a
trucker cap?
I used to wear one. But no, like a CB, right?
Isn't that I had one.
Right. It didn't.
When I went to Arizona, when I moved to Arizona and we had a drive like from Michigan, the UP to Phoenix, I had a CB.
Yeah.
Just in case you broke down or anything like that.
Yeah.
But you know what a lot of it was?
Just asking what time it was?
Yeah. Even.
Oh, really? Got a little deeper in that?
It was. Oh, I didn't know that. It was a lot of, let's say, working girls, if you know what I mean.
That's a way to communicate.
That's how they used to communicate then. Hey, this
right.
is. Sugar honey.
On the corner of GV and 172. Stopping for lunch.
I'm having the mushroom omelet.
You don't want to sleep
Where
alone?
Where are you?
You don't want to nap alone?
The lizards. It was lot lizards. That's what they call them.
Lot lizards?
Lot lizards.
That doesn't sound attractive to me.
Well, it's not. I'm just saying, but that's the name of the female prostitutes that hang out at truck stops. They're called lot lizards.
Ugh. You think they would come up with a better marketing name?
Well, I got a kick. I was like, really? That's what you're concerned with, Jim? Better marketing? After all this, you got these poor girls that are probably drug addicts and prostitutes. They need better marketing.
I don't know. I would.
Really? Okay. Hey, do we have any truckers out there?
Truckers, Trace.
We got the phone working. I'm going to throw out this. 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. If there's anybody that's ever been a trucker that's gone to a truck stop where there were lot lizards.
Oh, don't call in.
Why?
They don't want to admit that.
Well,
that
means not that they partook.
Nobody's going to call in. That was a bad question. You got to call in something like, did you enjoy, where was your favorite brunch or something? That they'll call in about. They're going to call in about. And then what if their wife's listening?
What they want, they can use an alias. Use a different name.
The best
920-264-2006-06. I want to hear from a trucker.
Oh, my gosh. Don't.
What?
They'll recognize her
no,
voice.
No, they won't.
Lot lizards. Nobody's going to admit
You've never
that.
Heard the term a lot lizard.
Never. Never. And
really?
I would have sent him a letter saying, hey, look, I can help you for a couple
marketing?
$100. Right.
I love that. Oh, my God. I love that. Wow.
That's
By the way, speaking of restaurants and great places, one of my favorite restaurants in the world burnt down last night. The River Rail Supper Club in Shiocton. That place was spectacular. I did several banquets there for high school football and different things
nice.
Like that. And it was like an old school supper club that was, I remember we did a big fundraiser for Shiocton football with Clint Crewald. Do you know Clint?
I did not.
Clint was from Shiocton, played college football at Stevens Point, and played for the Detroit Lions, played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, had a great career in the NFL, came back home. He was head coach at Freedom for quite a while, football coach, but he's also sheriff of Ottawa County.
Oh, wow.
He's Ottawa County sheriff.
Awesome.
And we need to get a hold of him.
Yes.
Todd, we got to get a hold of Clint Crewald, and we did a big fundraiser. He was great with Shiocton.
So what happened?
I have no idea.
Oh.
I have no idea.
You just heard that. Okay.
But
that's too bad.
It was a big story in the news last night.
Yeah. And
I love supper clubs, and they're fading away.
They are, and I tell you what, to rebuild all those
nobody's
regulations.
Nobody's going to anymore. Nobody
all
will.
The ADA.
Mahouts,
all the,
Two Rivers.
Right.
Love
and then.
It.
It was all ventilation. It's just expensive.
I know.
You know that guy in Cool City Brewery, right? He, boy, he's got a lot of money into that.
That's a great place.
It's,
in Two Rivers.
It is. It's a great place.
Great
but
place.
I went.
But they
there.
Started from scratch, right?
They remodeled the bank. It was a bank.
Oh, really?
And he remodeled that. But you look at all you have to put in to comply
HVAC,
with today's, all that stuff. It's just crazy. And
if there's asbestos.
Boy, you get a lot of money in this place. And he'll do fine. He's got a great food, great service.
They have a great beer called East Twin.
Yeah.
East Twin beer is fantastic.
Right. That's why it's Two Rivers, right? The East Twin. And,
I didn't know that.
Oh, my God, John.
What?
Everybody knows that.
I didn't know that.
Todd,
did you know that?
Didn't
know that.
He did, too.
He
shake his head.
Not.
Yes. You're just trying to make me look stupid in front of our listeners. East Twin and West Twin River is why it's called Two Rivers.
I did not know that.
Okay.
All right.
You're the guy. But all right. Anyway, that's a successful business that he's got. And it's, you know, he's only been around for a year, but he makes his own beer there, you know, at Cool City.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
He's got those. Yeah, it's.
You know, the only thing.
Quite an investment.
I love going to breweries, or what do you call them? Not breweries, craft beer.
Microbrews?
Yeah, I guess, right?
Craft brews, microbrews.
Yeah, okay. And there's a lot of them popping up. There's one over in Ledgeview where I used to live now that's brand new. And
we just go to Titletown. Remember when they built our studio, they said get a local beer. And
yes.
Then we had so
we're
many
still
options.
On that. We're still working on that.
We're waiting for someone to give us. I went and bought it.
I know.
And the guy, and I told him,
it was
look,
$18 for a six-pack, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was an eight-pack. But I said, look, we're doing this. It's mine on
we'll
the mayor's show. And
the
guy's like, that's great. $18.
Yeah, I know.
So,
I know. Something. We haven't mentioned the name of the beer or the brewery. But my only problem is going to something like a few weeks ago, I went to a restaurant. It's like, we're going to try a new restaurant. You know,
oh, that's
one of those
fun.
Things. Yeah. It was terrible.
Oh.
Service was horrific.
Yeah.
You know, one of those kind of things where
I
it's just.
Hate that.
So it's like, why didn't I just go back to a place that I know it's going to be good? I know it's going to be good service. And that's the thing with these breweries. You go to these places sometimes. It's like, oh, I'm going to try the yada yada ale. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you don't like it. You just wasted $7 on a beer you don't like.
However, we need to support the new guy.
I agree.
But we need to continue to support the people that brought us to the dance, too. But,
I know. You ever get stood up at a dance? New Year's Eve, 1972. This girl is going out with. I'm the only guy there at the dance with nobody. I'm just sitting there in my new turtleneck sweater and a Nagani gym that I got for Christmas, sweating. She didn't show.
Stood
me up. Didn't show.
Okay, man.
Didn't show.
All right, Todd, you get her on the line. I want to talk to her.
I'm just saying she didn't show. It just blew me off.
I feel bad.
Can you believe that?
I can, but I 79, long hair, Italian.
No, this was 72.
Oh, 70, that's right.
1972.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, you got now.
We got a quick break.
You got a great wife now.
Back after this.
Not your own. Your heart sweats and body shakes, but a kiss is what it takes.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Former President Donald Trump will appear in a Washington, D.C. court this afternoon to hear charges against him related to the January 6th attack on the Capitol. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more.
Donald Trump is expected to fly here to Washington at mid-afternoon. The former president will enter a plea, and conditions for his release will be set. This city is used to tight security protocols, and the federal courthouse here has seen plenty of high-profile defendants. The Secret Service says it's working with five other law enforcement agencies which guard the courthouse and its surroundings.
Sentencing today for Robert Bowers, the man who killed 11 people in the attack on the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. A jury yesterday recommending the death penalty. Pope Francis in Portugal for World Youth Day has been meeting with survivors of clergy sexual abuse. Earlier this year, a panel of experts reported at least 4,800 boys and girls may have been abused by church personnel in Portugal since 1950. This is ABC News.
I'm coming.
Hi, Mark Tauscher. Ah, Tausch, you have mosquitoes in here.
It's like an insect zoo right now at my house. Here comes that wasp again. Incoming.
Shoo, you need Pella's 250 series of windows with exclusive hidden screens, protecting you from nature.
Yes, please. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin to the rescue.
Get a 250 series patio door and 8 double hung windows with hidden screens as low as $188 per month. PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 8/31/23.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW 97.9 FM 1590.
Before you do the read, Jason, we're not going to have
Jason's
that.
Jason's not here.
I mean,
Todd.
Todd. Jason is usually here. We got Todd in as our producer, who's awesome. Todd, you cannot play that tomorrow because we have Dr. Tiller, who is the superintendent, the new superintendent of schools for the Green Bay School District from Detroit. So I'm just going to give you a warning. Not that anyone else needs to know, but do not play that song tomorrow morning when we introduce
him. How about Alice Cooper, School's Out for the Summer?
We have to think of something to honor him, and that would not be the song. All right, Johnny, go ahead with the read. I'm sorry. I just wanted to.
All right.
Go ahead.
And we got a very special guest coming up pretty quick, Rich Heidel, village president of Hobart.
But he's not coming for that. He is coming because
for something else.
Right. And that'd be great to talk
about. It's
going
to be a very good thing to talk about. A veterans court, you know, everything there, being a mentor for some people that just need a little bit of a, you know, a support
and
kind of person.
And the person that he is working with is coming on as well.
Absolutely.
Which is great.
It's going to be great. So anyway, this is Mino for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Talking about the birds and the bees. Well, you want them out of your house, right? I mean, bugs and birds. We both, you know, you and I both had a situation where we had a bird in our fireplace, but we handled it differently.
We did. you didn't kill it, did you? You did. Oh, my God. No, I called. I was
I didn't say that.
Yeah, I didn't have gotten
anything.
Well,
what else are you going to do, Jim?
Call the fire department and ask them.
Okay. And it was on a weekend. I tried the Humane Society.
Okay.
I tried the wildlife sanctuary.
So did
I tried the zoo.
Okay, I didn't
tried,
call the zoo.
I tried every place.
So I had a bird and I felt sorry for him because he was getting, because there's like ashes and he was getting
mine
white.
So did mine. And mine had a broken wing.
Oh.
So it's like I put him out of his misery. It was a humane thing to do, Jim.
Could be kids listening. So I couldn't, and I was getting no answers.
What am I going to do,
and
put a little splint on his wing?
You could have looked at it. You know, the Humane Society, that's what they do. They bring in
couldn't get hold of
thousands.
I didn't want him to suffer.
You could have dropped him off, though. So I called, I wasn't getting any answers, just the voicemail tree that they have now. It was unbelievable. I left messages, you know, nobody got back to me. It was just, I was just called as as a resident.
This was a predatory bird.
Well, I didn't know
what. Could have taken out somebody's, I had kids, could have taken out their eyes. No. Do you remember the movie, The Birds?
Oh, yeah. Now that movie,
I did see. Man, Alfred back in the day, that was a scary movie, man.
Black and white. Alfred Hitchcock, and just what he did. He was a weird dude.
Really weird.
Yeah.
Really weird. Actually, she got, I think it was Tippi Hedberg, actress.
Yeah.
She actually got, they used some real birds, and she got like that bad. But you ever, in Psycho, when Janet Leigh was in the shower, remember that? And it was like raining and thundering and lightning.
Oh.
To this day, you shouldn't take a shower when it's lightning anyway. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if that.
To
this
day,
grandma thing.
To this day, I get a little nervous if I go to attack somebody in a shower when it's lightning and thundering out. I just do. I'm just being honest. But anyway, Tippi Hedberg said Alfred Hitchcock was one of the craziest, weirdest people ever.
Yeah.
And I think that came through in his movies, don't you?
Oh, he was a weird guy.
Weird guy.
Yeah. It creepy weird.
Yeah.
Like just, and he.
And her daughter became Melanie Griffith.
So my kid is a writer, right? And she went to get her master's degree at Hollings University, which is a really great school for writers down in Virginia. And anyway, one of the teachers there worked with Alfred Hitchcock.
Really? What did he say?
He did kind of what I just told you.
Just weird, huh?
Very talented, though, right?
Yeah.
Very, very talented.
I mean, those were scary movies for their day.
Right.
And really scary.
And they didn't have all the special effects that we have or that you guys have today. And that is a great, great movie.
Yes.
It's just, there's nothing wrong
nothing
with that
wrong
movie.
That movie. Flawless. I agree. Totally.
Man,
but anyway, let's go back to Pella Windows.
Keep the birds off.
You don't have to worry about birds coming in your house.
Okay, he's here.
The 250 series of Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hidden screens. That's the secret. Hidden screens. They stay inside the window while you're not using it. You can retire that fly swatter and have a beautiful outdoor view whenever screens are needed. I don't use a fly swatter. You know what I have?
What, newspaper?
No. I have one of those things where you push the button and it electrocutes them. It's like a tennis racket, like a racquetball racket, and it just zaps them. Have you ever used one of those?
No,
oh, my God. You can get them at Harbor Freight. They're fantastic. But anyway, the 250 series line Pella.
I have Pella.
Pella's outstanding patio doors. Oh, I saw those when I was at your house for the cookout.
Yeah.
If you bundle and save 250 series patio door and 8 double-hung windows with exclusive hidden screens, pay as low as $188 per month. Phenomenal deal. Visit Pella. WI.com today. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 8/31/2023.
Great company.
Great company.
Pella, great quality product, great service. It's just good payment plans. Yeah, love those
and
guys.
Actually, you had people over again last night, right?
I did.
Boy, you socialized a lot.
I do.
You socialize a lot.
I do. I you know who was over though, John?
Not me.
No, I know it wasn't you.
You know who wasn't there?
Yeah, I do. But you know who was there? The guy that we had on from Texas who grew up in Green Bay, and then he worked for MGM or Sony.
Oh,
or
yeah,
somebody.
Yeah. Where he hung out with like Dustin Hoffman and
people. Did that stuff. So he came over with his kids. Of course, you know, he works for an airline.
Who wears like $1,000 shoes and $20,000 watch?
He's done all right. But they gave us, the kids made us these pretzels with frosting.
Love those.
And I know you're on a diet, and I can,
because I'm going to work it off. I'm going to work out again today.
Yeah. John's workout is like from walking here to the coffee and back.
Hey, Rich.
But that's his.
It's pay his no workout. Attention to him,
but,
Rich.
No, these
he's
kids.
A, hey, Rich, he's a politician. Pay no attention to him.
Anyway, when you go to someone's house, it's kind of customary.
They look delicious. They look fantastic.
But it's customary to bring a gift. But how nice that these kids
homemade
made this.
Nothing better.
Homemade pretzels with frosting and sprinkles on.
Very nice.
So John is on his fourth one. So thank you guys for making this.
What those are the best for? Dunking in coffee.
Yeah, I've been watching.
I will dunk. I won't put bread into anything, but something that's like hard like that, like a pretzel thing. I love dunking them.
But that's
did
not
you
bread.
Ever have Trinary toast?
No.
Oh my gosh, Trinary toast is one of the greatest things ever. You've never had Trinary toast.
I never heard of it.
Rich, you ever have Trinary toast? Have you ever heard of Trinary
toast? No, never heard of it.
Todd, Trinary toast?
No, sir.
It's a UP thing.
Well, that's you could have just included that because
it's this toast.
We didn't sell night crawlers for a side job. We didn't go to dances and get stood up. But that Nagani thing. But okay, so Trinary.
Yeah. Trinary. It's this little town.
That sounds Polish. Trinary.
No, it's Finn.
Okay,
it's Finnish. Trinary. Right. It's all Finn. All Finns that live in Trinary. All Finns.
Trinary's a community?
Yeah.
In where?
In the UP.
Okay. Wow.
Like about 30 miles from Escanaba.
That should all be
it's next
Wisconsin.
To Chatham, Ebon.
Nope.
Limestone?
Nope.
None of those places.
Mackinac?
No. Long way from Mackinac. Okay. But anyway, it's about an inch thick. And it's like really, really hard. Like you wouldn't want to eat it without dunking it. And you put butter on it. It's like cinnamon flavored. And you dunk it in coffee or cocoa. And it's unbelievable.
Trinary. That sounds...
Okay, I'm going to get a hold of somebody that's from Trinary. And she'll tell you about Trinary toast.
Yeah. It's so... Okay. All right. I don't enough about it to even comment on it.
Okay.
That does not sound really appetizing.
It is. It's
hard
phenomenal.
Toast. We used to feed that to the birds when I was a kid. The stale, it sounds like stale toast bread to me.
Do you know, I remember I built that really cool thing for cardinals to my backyard.
Yeah.
Can't get a cardinal all summer.
It's not the location. No, it's the food. You got to feed them.
I bought it $23 for a bag
expensive.
Of seeds.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. And the only thing I'd eaten it was the squirrels.
No. You got it. Okay. I'm surprised you don't. Grown up in the backwoods, that you have to put those like metal things on so the squirrels can't climb over.
Yeah.
No, you can buy those. You'd probably make it.
No.
Your welding and your creativity. All right. Hey,
let's
we have some very.
I feel like I'm being insulted a little bit. My heritage.
I love you, Italians.
Am I taking it the wrong way?
No, you are, Johnny. No, we love the Italians. Hey, the other thing we
Rich Heidel, how you doing, buddy? Good. Step up to the microphone, my friend.
Rich, Ben.
Morning, John.
Help us out here.
Morning, Jim.
Good morning, Rich. We're glad you're here. Rich.
Rich, you know what's tough? Doing a morning show with a politician. Please don't take that the wrong way.
No, my wife says the same thing.
Right.
Does she feel sorry for me doing a radio show with a politician?
No, absolutely, yeah.
Rich, of course, president of Hobart.
Right.
Which is one of my favorite little enclaves in Northeast Wisconsin.
Yeah. It's
great. What a great place you guys have going there. Don't you? I mean, when I first moved to Green Bay, I'd never heard of Hobart or whatever. And what that's become over the last 15 or 20 years is ridiculously great.
It has. But I'll tell you, it's been an effort extended by a lot of people. And you mix a little expertise with opportunity and you wind up with luck.
When I was in real estate and somebody would be moving in for, you know, one of the companies around here, even some doctors and everything. And when I'd show them a place in Hobart, they'd be like, I want to live here.
Right.
But the problem is the houses would go so fast.
Yeah. Still true.
Is it?
Yeah. Still true. So we're very fortunate in that regard.
The new community. It's well laid out. It's not a hodgepodge like some places.
Yeah.
You guys have had a little vision when you did that. And there's some communities in this country that you
just
go
throw
to.
Throw them together, get your farm field and all the stuff, throw like, some places. And
who is
it's not
running
like
the
that.
Zoning here? Whereas you guys were, and you, it wasn't all easy.
Right, right. we didn't even, that the property, well, a lot of that economic development is happening right along the Highway 29 corridor there. And that property wasn't even available until, maybe 14 years ago.
Across from Maplewood Meats?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so the village purchased hundreds of acres at, if you recall, the nation's worst economic time since the Depression.
2008-ish?
Yeah. And we that didn't do us any good because it's not on the tax rolls.
You're
so
right.
Then the next thing was to get this thing developed. And, you know, with the trust, and Mayor Schmidt understands this as well, with the trust of some developers, people who know their markets.
Right.
Willing to take a little risk, they came in there, and so we've been successful beyond our wildest dreams.
It's incredible.
And your acquisition wasn't always the most willing seller.
Right. Yeah.
No, just, we'll just leave it there.
Yeah.
Why, you're rich. I just,
okay, look at the time. We're going to play a little music. And
I think you, look, you. I obviously, we've been friends for a long, long time. And it's,
We have.
I know.
You know, at one time, until you decided to go somewhere else a few years ago, I believe you and I were probably the longest serving elected officials in the area here. We were like the deans.
And we talked to see how each other were doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
We were friends, right? Like some of these clowns, some of these people, it was more like, we're going to tiff this, or we're going to do this. But you and I really have a lot of respect for your background, for your service to the country, to your really recovery. And we're going to talk about that
absolutely.
In the next segment and what you're doing. And you're more than just a city administrator, village president. I mean, you've given a lot back.
An incredible patriot.
Well,
I guarantee you that.
And I will forever be grateful to you and Donna, Jim, for the one occasion many years ago when I had been going through a bout of my alcoholism, and you guys just opened the door and welcomed me in. It was
to their house.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I.
Because I have never been invited.
Oh, really? Okay.
Every day he comes
I
had people over last night.
I shouldn't
night.
Have said oh, anything, Jim. I blew that. I'm sorry.
it was starting to be a good story, but thank you, John, for derailing that like most things. But anyway, you know, you like Johnny said, you're just one of the good guys. And I think sometimes politicians get painted in a place that we
yeah.
There are some that deserve to be
absolutely.
In there, but people
absolutely.
Like you need to, and you're good people, and I think that's important. So now, Rich, you're still running the village, but you're also, are we running out of time here?
Well,
okay,
we got about a minute and a half, so we'll wait.
Well, I'm going to just start.
Very
okay,
good
go
topic we're going to talk. Well, go ahead, Jim.
I just want to say, Rich, besides running the village, and I want to hear a little bit about how your kids are doing, but this Veterans Drug Court is something that is relatively new program in our county, 6-8 years, or is it?
We just celebrated our 10th birthday.
Oh, 10th year. It's 10. Okay.
Yeah, just over a year ago or so.
All right,
so.
And we're going to talk about that. And what Rich, we've talked about that a little bit on this show about, you know, we love Brown County and Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin because of all the good things, the amenities, affordable housing, but we also have some challenges in our community, and what we do here in this program is we talk about them.
Absolutely.
We're not going to gloss over anything. And not only are you here, Rich, but and after the break, you know, you brought in one of your, what do you call it, understudy, mentee, or what do you refer to Ben as?
Well, technically, I guess he's my mentee.
Okay.
I'm his mentor, but having been down the path that he's been down now successfully, We're peers.
All right.
We're battle buddies.
That's awesome. Ben, we're going to talk to you a little bit when we come back after the break. But, you know, we love Rich, and I've just met you today. But Rich has said some great things about you. And we're going to share with our listeners on the recovery program
and of course,
and
a veteran.
What that means to you.
It's great.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Veteran.
All right. Mino the Mayor, stay with us. We've got something very important and insightful coming up in just a minute. We'll be back right after this.
Call your local Bug Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. You heard that right, free internet. Call today before this deal ends. For Shawano and Ocano Counties, call Amanda at 920-600-4760. That's 920-600-4760. And for Brown, Manitowoc, and Kewaunee Counties, call Scott at 920-530-1311. 920-530-1311.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered storms today. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs around 91. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 65. Partly cloudy skies. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Highs level off around 82. Upper 70s Saturday. Cooler Sunday with highs in the upper 70s and thunderstorms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 67.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on WGBW.
Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW. Obviously, our regular producer, Jason, isn't here today. He's playing in the World Series of Wheelchair Softball. The World Series of Wheelchair Softball in Chicago, yeah. Which is amazing. And he's in the Hall of Fame. But the reason I said this is because Todd, who's a radio veteran, here's a typical radio veteran for you. It's like, I said, hey, it's Trucker Thursday. I want trucker music for all of our bumpers. And he played it once. And his attitude is, really, Mino? I'm running the show. You're telling me what I'm going to play? Right. And that's what he just did.
Love
that
it.
That was a power move.
Well, here's my thing. How many trucker songs are there? Yeah. Right? I mean,
seven.
Two.
You could start with number seven and count down to one. What do you got there?
Yes, I'll think of another one.
I just for the record, my vote goes to Todd. So we have with us...
I just got this. You need to get the mayor a bag of Trenary toast. He doesn't know what he's missing.
Okay.
There's actually a restaurant in Marquette. I think it's called Trenary Toast. Rich, you ever have Trenary Toast?
No, I haven't.
Ben, you ever have Trenary Toast?
No. I believe already. You get there. Don't you need to take a passport with you? Yes. Isn't
that foreign? Trenary. All right. Okay. I'll try it. John, we'll do that. We got to stop on the Zoom.
We have two people that are cooler than us in the house.
Absolutely.
Rich Heidel, village president. No, it doesn't. Village president of Hobart is in the house. But what Rich has really helped devote his life to, and your son, by the way, was he Army, Rich?
He is still Army.
Still Army. Still Army. Yeah. How many years has that been?
17 years as a Green Beret.
Wow, it's incredible.
Yeah.
You know, that's the first album I ever bought in my lifetime?
Barry McGuire's Green Beret.
Barry Sadler.
Barry Sadler, yeah.
Remember that?
Fighting not at all.
Soldiers from the sky.
Yes, I remember
fearless
that.
Men
okay, Ben.
Who jump and die.
Ben, we will get you on this
men
show eventually.
Just what they say. The okay. Brave man
okay.
of the Green Beret.
Terrific. We're very proud of your son, Rich.
That was good. Ben, we harmonized.
Okay, we have a guest here,
yeah,
John.
We do. Rich, introduce our very special guest and tell us what your other, obviously you run the Hobart, but tell us your other passion, which is a very personal thing, and you can be as blunt as you want or however you want to do it. The microphone is yours, Rich Heidel.
Sure. Thanks, John. It's a pleasure to be here with you two gentlemen this morning. I'll tell you that. I also admire both of you for having to look at each other as the first people each day.
I know, right? Second, believe me.
That the takes guts.
Third, it's Donna and Milton. And
yeah, John. Oh, okay. Do you know about his dog?
Oh, John. No.
Do you have a dog, Rich?
I don't.
Have you ever?
Yes.
Ben, do you have a dog?
I got two of them.
You got
all right.
two dogs. Okay. What kind of dogs do you have?
One's a corgi, and another one's a little... I don't know. Okay. Terrier. Little
can
white
they
one.
Swim?
I haven't found out just yet.
Okay. So this true story. One day, Jim, he goes, I said, hey, this afternoon, which was, I can't. The guy got swim lessons. I said, you're learning how to swim at your age? He goes, no, my dog. I said, what are you talking about? He goes, I take my dog to swim lessons. True story.
And he hasn't let it go.
He has the most privileged, pompous dog in America. It's unbelievable. Yeah, he takes him to swim lessons. His dog puts little floaties on him and teaches him how to swim.
With his speedos.
Yes, yes. Oh, my gosh. But anyway, so go ahead, Rich.
I don't know how I transitioned.
It's hard to do with Mino. But all right, so, Rich, this is seriously, you... We talked about your great leadership in the village, but it's you're even having more of an impact in the community with the Veterans Drug Court. And tell us how you got into that and introduce a very special guest.
Sure. There was a time in my life when I wouldn't admit this. I'd be mortified, in fact, but I make no bones about it. I am a recovering alcoholic. Mm-hmm. And over the years, over the decades, actually, now... And anybody can check this out on CCAP. I've received three drunk driving tickets. The first two, I was charged and convicted and did what I needed to do in what I would call your conventional county circuit court. But then on the third occasion, I'm a slow learner, and it took me three times.
What was the time span between your second and your third? Because I think this is important.
Yes. The time span between the two was almost 14 years. Yeah. So the problem, frankly, was that I was doing so well. Mm-hmm. I had gotten complacent, and I had actually stopped working my recovery program for a few years. And then within a span of, say, 1 week, back in the fall of 2018, life served up its issues for me. I do not claim victimhood. I am not a victim. I don't suffer anymore or have more problems than anybody else that walks this planet. But when you are an alcoholic and you're not working a program and you get hammered like this, one of the things was when my son called to tell me, he said, hey, Dad, I just volunteered for this mission in Afghanistan. I didn't tell him what I was thinking. You know, right. You don't raise your kids. You raise them a certain way. But anyway, I relapsed. Yeah. I relapsed. And
the reason I asked about the time span, just to show how fragile of a...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. It's you're right, John. So anyway, I relapsed. And then after a few months, that's when I'd gotten my third OWI. And at that point, I thought, the first thing I learned was I got to work a recovery for the rest of my life. And again, that for me at this stage, that's not a big deal. There are no insurance forms to fill out. Alcoholism is a terrible disease, but it's no more terrible than heart disease, cancer, diabetes, or anything else. The fortunate thing is I don't have to take any drugs for this recovery.
And with that said, if you don't manage it, you're going to die.
That's exactly right, Jim. You wind up either in a 6-foot casket or in a 6x6 jail cell. There's no natural end to your life if you're an active alcoholic. At that third occasion, then I thought I got to do something differently, and so I applied to get admitted into the Veterans Treatment Court, and fortunately they accepted me, and that's what I did. And
so you had a mentor.
I did, yes. I just thanked him again personally last week.
Isn't that nice?
Absolutely.
And that was how long ago?
I was admitted into that court in May of 2019.
Okay.
So, and
you've been successful with that program, and it's a day-to-day program. There's no finish line. It's just a part of your life.
Right.
And not only have you been a successful graduate of that program, but you also are helping.
Took it to another step. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I wanted.
It's like paying it forward.
Exactly.
Right.
1 minute.
I was in that program not too long when I decided I want to be one of these guys, if and when I'm fortunate enough to matriculate through the program.
Right.
And so as time went by, I graduated and they accepted me in as a mentor. And you keep it by giving it away, ironically. It's the 12th step in the 12-step program.
You're mentoring someone right now.
I am, not this guy. this guy has succeeded.
Yeah,
he's Ben.
Ben, where are you at in life? Tell us about yourself. And then we're going to go to a...
Well, we're going to hold on.
Introduce
to that,
yourself, your rank, and then we'll come back to you.
Right, but before we do that, once we come back, got to talk a little bit about this young man being at the tip of the spear going into Iraq when that whole thing started with the Marines.
Wow.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
At least mention your name so we can get you on the air.
My name's Ben Landry, United States Marine Corps.
We get a recovering
alcoholic.
Welcome, Ben.
When we come back, the show is all yours. This will be fun. Or not fun, but it'll be very insightful.
I'm coming.
Hi, Mark Tauscher. Ah, Tausch, you have mosquitoes in here.
It's like an insect zoo right now at my house. Here comes that wasp again. Incoming.
Shoo, you need Pella's 250 series of windows with exclusive hidden screens, protecting you from nature.
Yes, please. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin to the rescue.
Get a 250 series patio door and 8 double hung windows with hidden screens as low as $188 per month. PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 8/31/23.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.